Seattle's the fastest growing major city in the country. Demand for housing's off the charts, and that's led to skyrocketing prices. Some people say we're in the midst of an affordable housing crisis. Seattle Mayor Ed Murray assembled a task force to address that issue. He says it's incredibly difficult to solve this problem.
Because it's difficult, it's not going to just be one thing that we're going to need to do. It's going to be a series of things. How do we get the private sector to produce more units? What can we do in the public sector to bring dollars to the table? How do we assist the nonprofit sector? It's going to have to be a combination of solutions.
Rent control is illegal under state law, but the city could implement some policies to give renters more protections, limiting move-in fees, things like that. What specifically are you considering at the city level for renters?
So we're one of the best things that we can do is to build enough units that make the market more affordable. We're also looking at some of the things you just mentioned. Are there other things that we can do to give people more warning if the rent is going to be increased, the amount that it's increased at any given time? These are all things that are being looked at.
Last week, the Seattle City Council got a step closer to allowing three tent cities on private and city-owned land. Under the proposal, the camps would not be allowed in primarily residential areas. Some people have protested. They say you're redlining. What's the response?
So first of all, we already permit camps in residential areas. The current encampment law allows religious organizations to put encampments in residential areas. There was one in my neighborhood just a few blocks from where I lived, where I do live. It was a good experience for everyone concerned, for the neighbors, for the people who needed to be there, for the church that sponsored it. So I don't think this is redlining. What we're doing is we introduced a piece of legislation that failed before I became mayor that would allow the use of public land in non-residential areas. My concern is that we will end up, if we look at residential areas, looking at parks and looking at community centers. And we have other challenges in this city. We have kids who need those community centers who are poor. We have people who don't get to go hiking in the mountains or go out to the ocean because they can't afford it. The parks is their recreation. I don't think we should pit one good against another good or one need against another need. We are about to pass something that failed 2 years ago, and I think that's progress.
Mayor, you and I are speaking just a full decade since the county launched its 10-year plan to end homelessness, which we've spoken about in the past. According to officials who deal with this, homelessness has gotten worse in the city in that decade. Recently, the head of the Downtown Emergency Services Center, Bill Hobson, said really in his mind the only thing that would solve the problem is a massive infusion of cash to build the housing units you just talked about, and he's talking in the billions of dollars. How likely are we to see anything in this political and economic climate?
Well, first of all, the issue of homelessness is grown. Let me just give you a number. I think I've talked to you about before. Before the Great Recession in Washington State, there were 3,000 school-age children who were homeless, living with a relative, couch surfing, sleeping in cars. Today, there are 28,000 school-age children in the state who are homeless. This is a phenomena in the country, and you can go to any West Coast city, Olympia, Sacramento, Portland, San Francisco, and see what you see on the streets of Seattle. This is a city that has stepped up and has stepped up and been very, very generous and will continue to be generous. But we also need our suburban cities to step up. 90% of services for the homeless are in downtown Seattle. We need folks to step up and help people in their communities who are becoming homeless around the county and around the region. We need the federal government to be our partner. Without a reinvigorated federal partner, we are not going to be able to solve this issue of homelessness. He's right. It's going to cost a lot, but a city by itself cannot do it alone.
Seattle Mayor Ed Murray, the recommendations from his Affordable Housing Task Force are due out in May.